Okay, so I want to interrupt this episode quickly to tell you about a brand that I am completely obsessed with. So if you watch my stories, you'll know that every single morning I make a smoothie with Organifi protein. It is the best tasting protein I have ever found. I am completely obsessed with it. And I don't just use it in smoothies. I use the vanilla protein to make protein pancakes, and I use the chocolate protein to make brownies. So it kind of takes the guilt out of it, and you get tons of protein in, say, brownies or anything else you're baking. It's such a good addition because it tastes so, so good. So I've already talked about protein. I talk about it every single day. I want to tell you about something else. So I'm all about focus, productivity, all the things. Obviously, the way you look after your brain is really important, but they also say that your second brain is in your gut. And I haven't actually found another product that does this, but Organifi Pure actually works with both brains. So it's focused on gut and brain health. So it hydrates, it detoxifies, it provides digestive support, it's focus and memory enhancing, it increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It is absolutely incredible, and it's got so much good stuff in there. Lion's mane. You know that I'm a massive fan of including mushrooms every single day in smoothies. We even had Life Cycle on here to talk about their mushroom blends. I absolutely love them. It actually lion's mane inside this. It also has organic apple cider vinegar, probiotics, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. It's really, really amazing. And I typically have it every single day around 2 or 3. Whenever I kind of get that energy focus slump, if I've had a really crazy day, I have a glass of that, and it really, really boosts my brain and just makes me feel way more awake without the caffeine. So I'm a big fan. So if you want to check it out, as well as tons of other products that I really, really love at Organifi, get the proteins, get the Organifi Pure, and also get the chocolate gold. It's amazing. You can use the code BOSSBABE and save 15% on everything. So that's BOSSBABE at Organifi. So use the code BOSSBABE, 15% off at Organifi.com. And I'll let us dive back into the episode.
You can choose how confident you are, but it starts with a decision. Because when I realized that I had a choice and I wanted to own that decision to show up more confident and learn how to be confident, that is when everything started to change. Welcome to the Boss Babe Podcast, a place where we share with you the real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. It's me, Danielle Canty, co-founder and president of Boss Babe, and I'm your host for this week's solo episode. Now, I am coming at you from a beautiful hotel room in Austin, Texas this week, and I was really inspired to record this episode today because I have been doing a few trainings within the society, our membership for female entrepreneurs recently. And the other day, I was leading a goal setting session, and I was getting asked, well, hang on a minute, how do you set goals if you just don't believe that you're going to achieve them? Like, how do you set goals if you're not confident that you'll be able to do X, Y, and Z? And it really like sparked a conversation around confidence. And a lot of the challenges that people were having confidence around was around showing up on social media. So they were feeling that they couldn't show up, so therefore they couldn't set the goals because actually every single week they kept failing to achieve those because they were kind of paralyzed in this fear and this overwhelm. And so this episode is for those of you who relate to that, because I certainly know I did on my journey. My journey to showing up on social media was not easy. It was not quick. It was hard, and I had to overcome a lot. So as always, I kind of just wanted to get really real and vulnerable with you guys and share some of my biggest takeaways, my biggest learnings that I learned to overcome that. And I've kind of highlighted 5 key steps, which I want to share with you guys today. So as always, before I dive into this episode, I just want to take a second to thank you guys for listening and being part of this amazing Boss Babe community. Natty and I are just, honestly, we're just so grateful for the opportunity to bring everyone together. And the fact that you're listening to this Boss Babe podcast just means the world to us. So I am going to shamelessly ask, if you are loving the podcast, please just drop us a review. Obviously, make sure it's 5-star. And bonus points if you screenshot it and just share it with me on social media at Danielle Canty. I absolutely love hearing your favorite takeaways. I love hearing the episodes that you enjoy the most, things that you're getting from listening to this, and also the episodes that you'd love for us to do in the future, because this podcast is for you. We choose to do the things that we see that you need, that you're asking for. And so giving us this feedback just really, really means the world and allows us to make this the best place and the best podcast episode ever. So without further ado, We're going to dive right into the 5 tips to help you gain confidence to show up on social media. Okay, so like I alluded to earlier, some of you know this about me and some of you won't, but unlike Natalie, I did not grow up on social media. So for those who've been following Boss Babe for a long, long time, you'll know that although Natalie co-founded it together, Natalie really has been the face of the Instagram channel. She has been posting for years. And this is not to say that she had her own battles right at the beginning, but she was well on her way by the time I met her. And for me, I came from a completely different background. So I was a businesswoman. I had chiropractic clinics. I was a chiropractor at that time. And honestly, if I'm really frank, I didn't really see the point of Instagram at that point in my life. Like, I had Facebook and I was posting just to my friends and family on there, but I really wasn't leveraging it as a social media platform for my business. And so when Instagram came along, I was like, oh my goodness, I am too busy for Instagram. I'm too busy for another social media platform. I've got Facebook over here. I'm already doing that. Like, I don't need another one. And as times changed and as businesses evolved, if you know my story and I started looking at the online business world, I was like, wow, actually you can really start to leverage social media for your business. And that started to re-spark my interest. And I started to think, hang on a minute, actually having followers is another form of currency. And how do I incorporate that into my business? But what happened was, like I said, although I knew this, I was really able to kind of stand back a little bit more and allow Natalie to take the reins of that. Whilst she was really gearing at the marketing side of Boss Babe, I was more in the back end. I was doing the operations and the systems. This is where I thrived, where I loved it. And it was easy for me, and it was easy for her to the social media side. So we kind of just like fell into that pattern. So I understood the importance and the power of growing a social media and the currency of that, but I wasn't actually having to put my face to that. However, fast forward a few years and this journey, and you'll have noticed now, Boss Babe very much demands me to show up on social media. And it took Natalie years to persuade me to show up. And that wasn't for me not wanting, well, I kind of didn't want to for a long time. But it actually came down to this deep-rooted fear of, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough. People are going to laugh at me. Like, why do people want to watch my social media? What do people want to know from me? All these people says, like, I was just wrapped up in this whole dialogue to myself. And maybe you're listening to this going, wow, I completely relate to that. Maybe you felt like that as well, that times, you know, you want to, but like, what would you even say? How do you get started? And you beat yourself up and you say, right, yeah, I'm going to do it. This week's going to be different. This day's going to be different. This month's going to be different. And what do you know? Like, you maybe do a couple and then the next day you're like, oh, I've got a little shy again, like Dan. And you get paralyzed in that fear. And so, like I said at the beginning in this intro, I wanted to just really distill that and break that down into some really simple takeaways that you guys could actually start implementing right away. And I think the first thing to realize is you can choose how confident you are. And for me, that was a really big game changer. When I realized that I actually had the choice, I'm like, wow, I don't want to give that choice away. It's so, so easy for people to choose not to be confident and for people to choose to be confident. I'm not saying that's the whole loop of it. You just choose to be and all of a sudden you are. No, I'm not saying that. But it starts with a decision. Because when I realized that I had a choice and I wanted to own that decision to show up more confident and learn how to be confident, that is when everything started to change. So I'm going to start right from the get-go with my first tip being for you to first of all make a decision that you want to be more confident, that you are going to take the steps to build that confidence. And as part of listening to this podcast episode, you know, we're going to have 5 tips. I want you to commit that at each point as we're going through these tips, you're putting a reminder on your phone or you're writing this down. Like, you're going to start making moves and making a decision to start implementing some of these pieces to help you show up more confidently on social media right from the get-go, okay? So that's just tip number one. Decide, make this decision, take ownership of this. Like, yeah, hell yeah, I am going to show up on social media more confident and this is my time and I am determined to do this. So step one, let's do this. Repeat after me. I am going to show up on social media more confident than ever. Okay, so number two.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I want you to think about understanding your value. So I spoke on episode 134 of the Boss Babe podcast about the Boss Babe influence formula. Okay, so this episode was called "You Can't Build an Audience Without These Four Things and No One Is Talking About It." So if you haven't listened to this episode, make a note to go and tune into that afterwards. But I spoke about the Boss Babe influence formula, and it looks like this: value plus consistency times reach equals influence. All right. So what I mean by that is, to understand your value is really, really going to help you show up on social media, because each one of us has value. Each one of us brings something to the table. And sometimes you might feel like, oh no, I don't really know what I bring to the table, but you do. You bring so much to the table. And right now, I want you to grab out your phone, as long as you're not driving, and I want you to text 5 people and say, hey you, not spoken to you all day, I'm not spoken to you this week, just like 5 people really close to you, and say, I would just love to ask you this quick question. And the question is this: what value do I bring to a conversation? I would love for you to reflect 3 things back at me, all right? And just leave it there. Just say, hey, what value do I bring to conversations? Can you reflect 3 things back to me? And they might say things like feelings. They might say, oh my goodness, you are so witty, or you're so funny, or you're so jolly, or I just love being around you. You have this like essence around you, right? Or they might say things like, I actually love hearing you talk about X. I love hearing talking about Y. And what I want you to understand from this is, and you're going to ask this like 5 people, 3 things, you're going to start collecting how people see you. And not only does this one really boost your confidence, because I can almost guarantee they're only going to say wonderful things back to you. And second of all, and if they don't, you just don't want to be friends with them, right? But second of all, it really allows you to see how people perceive you. And it gives you an idea of some of the things that people like coming to you for, and allowing you to realize that, wow, I actually really provide a lot of value in this area. Or, wow, people are really interested in my interior design, or they're really interested in how I speak about leadership or management or design. Or some things will be really obviously connected to your career and your business, and some might not. And they might give you this different aspect for you to show up and talk about. But either way, I want you to message them. It's going to help build your confidence. It's going to help you start in you to understand the value that you bring. Because when you start having this set of values, it actually gives you more structure to what you talk about. So in IGA, our Insta Growth Accelerator program, we actually really talk about pillars that you talk about consistently. And this is going to help start shaping that for you. Because when you're just left to your own devices just to show up every single day with like no context or no framework, it actually becomes really, really challenging to get those thoughts and ideas honed in and be able to implement them. Whereas when you start narrowing those things down and you start choosing, okay, well, actually, I'm going to talk about these subjects only, and then might actually conclude that you're only going to have five of those things, it's going to make showing up more consistently way, way easier. Okay, so that's number two. So number one is deciding that you're going to show up and you're going to make a difference and be more confident in this. Number two is understanding that value that you bring, and some that's going to be feeling and some that's going to be topic based. So the third one is set a date and get things done, right? So let me say this to you. Confidence is built on accomplishment. So if you set out to say you are going to achieve things and you actually start doing it, you are going to start building that confidence within. And this can be small goals, this can be big goals. And if you start breaking this down to like, right, day to day, I'm going to achieve this. This is going to mean that over that week, you're going to achieve a bigger thing. Over the next month, even more so. And that's going to really start allowing you to build that confidence, because you're going to start hitting those bigger goals, those monthly goals, those biannual goals, those annual goals. So you're going to start seeing that progress incrementally increase, which again is going to build that confidence, not overnight, but over time. And you're going to feel like, wow, I can actually start taking on those bigger projects. I can actually start setting those bigger goals. So whereas right now it might be, okay, I just want to show up on social media or on a story once a day, you're going to then start building that confidence. Like, wow, I want to be able to set a target. I want to grow by 1,000 followers. I want to be growing at this speed, because now you're knowing and understanding that you can do that because you have the ability to start showing up to those smaller goals, which then impact that bigger goal of numbers of followers and interactions, etc.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode so far. Please stay tuned as we share a bit of info about who sponsored this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Soul CBD. Now, I want to take a moment to share a little bit about my current favorite CBD line, because if you've been following myself or Boss Babe for a little while, you'll know we are obsessed with Soul CBD. Now, I actually personally discovered them a while ago, and I love their calm capsules and the strawberry gummies. I actually started taking them to help me with stress and trouble sleeping. And I discovered that when I took them, I actually woke up feeling super calm, rested, and really ready to take on the day. And I just take two of them before night. And not only do they work, but they also taste absolutely amazing. Almost like sweets, guys, honestly. Now, all of the Soul CBD products are actually grown in the US, and they're all organically farmed, which is what I really love. And they are gluten-free. Also, all of their products contain zero THC and are tested by a third-party lab, which I think is really, really important. So if you have any issues with discomfort, stress, anxiousness, or even trouble sleeping, I would highly recommend you try this brand. So check out the episode notes to learn more about their products and access our 20% off promo using code BOSSBABE.
And we're back. So let's continue.
So for social media, right, let's put this in, ground it into a context a little bit more. You might say, okay, my goal this week is just to post one single story a day. Or it might be, I want to just show my face on the camera. That was actually a really big hang up for me, guys. I could do the whole, okay, I'm showing my food, or I'm showing things in my house, or I'm showing a bit of work. But actually speaking to the camera was such a paralysis for me. Like, I would get on there and I just wouldn't be able to do it. And I remember actually when Natalie and I first met at this Brendan Burchard event, if you've heard our story, I've told this a few times. I remember working out with her one morning, right? We're doing this exercise. And she was like, oh, let's just do a quick Instagram story. She just grabbed her phone, looked in the camera, did one take and did it. And I was like, whoa. How did you do that? Like, that is not what happens to me. I would record like four stories before I'd even try and post it, right? And she just did it one there and there. And I think like letting go of that perfectionism and just saying, right, I am just going to post one story a day or two stories a day, or I'm going to do it. And the maximum times I'm allowed to repeat that or like trying to do it is twice. Like, just start setting that barrier for yourself, but be specific. So if it is that actually you're not doing any stories right now, don't feel like you have to put your face on there straight away. Just say, okay, I'm going to do like more camera pointing things until I build that confidence. So start at that point. And then with regards to posting, don't say, oh my goodness, I'm going to start posting 3 times a week. If you're not posting even once a week, that's crazy. You're going to set yourself up for failure. So just like, okay, I'm just going to post once a week. That's all I need to do. I'm going to write it on a Friday and I'm going to post it on a Monday. Get into that routine and do that routine for 3 weeks. So 21 days, that's how long it's going to take you to curate that habit. And then reassess it, increase it, but don't set yourself up for failure, okay? The important thing is that you set a date to start doing things and actually make them achievable, all right? And this comes to my next point. So number 4 is accountability and follow through. So people respect people when they say they're going to do something and they actually do it. And more importantly, you will respect yourself if you say you're going to do something and guess what? You actually do it. You're going to believe in yourself more and it's going to become easier to have that confidence because you're not afraid of the fact that you're not going to do it. You're actually going to be like, wow, I know that I can do this. And action gives your words meaning and it will help you really pave a path to accomplish your goals if you say, right, I am going to do this and you actually follow through with it. Now, this is not as easy as just saying that, guys. So this is where I wanted to build in this accountability thing. So there's 2 points to this one. So you're going to say, right, I'm going to say I'm going to do this and you're going to follow through. But you're going to couple this with finding an accountability buddy. So one thing I really found that was really, really powerful for me to start showing up on social media was to find somebody in my community. So if you're in the society, you can find someone there. If you're in an IGA, you can reach out in the groups, whatever. But what you need to do is find someone who's at a similar stage as you, not with like followers or but how they show up in their presence and buddy up and support each other. That's what I did. I had a really good friend who was also trying to show up on social media. So we like agreed on like, we actually had slightly different goals. Hers was like to post like 3 times a week and mine was like just to post once a week at that point. But we set that intention together and then we held each other accountable. The biggest one it helped for was stories around like, hey, I'm just going to post a story. Does this look silly or not? And she's like, no, of course, just post it. It gave me that confidence to do it, right? I had someone I could go to when I was second by guessing myself. So find that accountability person. Like, don't use it as an excuse to put this off, but just find someone, like, even if it's like a family member or a colleague at work, find someone who also wants to kind of get that a little bit more hand-holding to achieve these goals and just start together, okay? So number 4, accountability and follow through. Number 5, this is probably one of the biggest and hardest ones to overcome, but when you do this, it's actually a game changer for every aspect of your life, not just in social media. And that's stop caring what other people think. So it is so easy to think when you're showing up on social media, like, oh my goodness, what's that old colleague thinking? What's my friend thinking? What's my partner thinking? What's my family thinking? Like, oh my goodness, they're probably laughing behind my back. Chances are, maybe some people are. Most people are admiring you for doing something that they probably wouldn't dare to do, or they're admiring your strength to actually commit to something and to show up or to be vulnerable. Like Brené Brown always says, vulnerability is a strength. And when you show that and you put yourself out there, that's really admirable. So stop thinking, oh my goodness, I really worry about what people think and they're going to think these negative things, because chances are that is not true. But more importantly, they are not living your life. You are living your life. You have to live with how you show up every single day, what dreams you go after, what dreams you don't go after. So stay true to your why. If you are setting this intention to show up because it is driving you towards your dream, remember that. Allow that to motivate you. Allow that to push you forwards. When you have those little doubts, those little things popping in your mind, remember that why. Remember what you are doing. And like this goes for showing up on social media, but this goes for any type of goal that you're setting. When things get hard, remember, for me, the fear of not doing something and my life staying exactly the same has always been way scarier than the thing that I am actually going after. So really think about that. What's scarier, that the life as you have it now, like, isn't going to change and you're not going to grow and you're not going to hit that goal and you're not going to achieve these things that you want. You're not going to have those experiences. For me, that feels terrifying. I would rather start learning to put my face on social media or start learning to do these posts than not. So really just like think about that reframe around, if you're saying no to this, like, what is that meaning that you're actually saying yes to? And vice versa, right? That can play both ways. So just really remember that people change the world every single day, despite lots of people around them telling them like, hey, that's crazy. You're not going to do that. Like, how could you dare do X, Y, and Z? And just really remember that everyone that you're looking at and maybe admiring or wanting to be like, they've gone through these struggles as well, whether it's been social media or it's something out in your life. But when you are determined and you use frameworks like this to motivate you, to push you forwards, that's when there's no stopping you. And I tell you what, anyone who's listening to this, if you're finding, like I started with this podcast right from the very beginning, if you're feeling like, hang on a minute, this is just about social media and this confidence, it's not. When you start showing up here, you're going to start seeing the positive ripple effect of this going through many aspects of your life, not just on social, but maybe how you're showing up in meetings. Maybe you might decide to start a podcast, or maybe it's like how you just generally carry yourself in the presence of others, how you communicate your dreams, how you communicate what you're going after. So really don't underestimate the power of getting confident on social media, because it really is a catapult for your personal brand, for your business, but generally your confidence around going after what you want. So I really, really hope that you have found this podcast helpful. I know that I'm always willing to be vulnerable around my story and how I've tried to overcome my fears with social media. So please feel free to DM me if you have any questions, if you're relating to any of this. I would love to hear from you. Just drop me a message at Danielle Canty. And also share some of your favorite takeaways with me at bossbabe.inc as well. We would love to hear. So like I started off this episode, if you're finding it useful, please share it and also leave us a review. This absolutely means the world. And until next time, I will see you on social media.
If you loved this episode, please subscribe, download a few more, and please leave us a review. I really want to hear what you enjoyed, what your main takeaways were, and I also want to know what you want to hear us talk about next. To say thanks for leaving us a review, we'll send you a copy of the Boss Babe 25. The Boss Babe 25 is the 25 essential resources you need for personal and professional growth. It covers everything from our favorite rituals, books, and hacks. If you want a copy, just leave us a review, screenshot it, and send to podcast@bossbabe.com. We will then email you a copy ASAP. And since we love Instagram, you can go to the hashtag #TheBossBabePodcast and find our latest post and leave a question in the comments. We love reading through the comments and we'll make sure to answer it on our next podcast.